Megillas Echa, The Book of Lamentations, New Translation in Verse by Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Reinman, narrated by Hillel Kapnick at Uptop Studios, Muncie, New York, for a Magid's Market audiobooks, narrated books for the Frum family. How can it be that she sits deserted, that this once populous city has become like a widow? That this greatest among the nations, this mistress of the provinces, has been reduced to paying tribute. Oh, how she cries in the night, her tears stain her cheeks. She has no one to console her. Among all her friends, all her companions have betrayed her. They have become her enemies. Judah has been driven into exile by hardship and heavy toil. She has settled among the nations, but has found no resting place. All her pursuers have overtaken her, trapped between the bulwarks. Zion's highways are mourning, empty of festival traffic. All her gateways are desolate. Her priests are groaning. Her maidens are suffering, and she herself is embittered. Her oppressors were triumphant. Her enemies lived in peace, for God afflicted her for her many sins. Her babes went off into captivity in front of the oppressors. All her glory has left Zion's daughter. Her ministers have become like stags that cannot find fodder and flee feebly before their pursuers. Jerusalem recalled her hard, raw days and all her opulence of olden times, as her people fell to the oppressors. And there was no one to relieve her. Her oppressors saw her. They rejoiced in her devastation. Jerusalem committed sins. For this she has become a wanderer. All who had honored her now mock her, for they beheld her shame. She herself groaned and turned away. Her corruption soiled her hemlines. She had given no thought to her fate. Therefore, her decline was spectacular, and there was none to console her. Pay heed, O God, to my suffering, for the enemy has grown arrogant. The oppressors spread their hands over all her precious treasures. She saw her sanctuary invaded by nations that you commanded not to join your congregation. All her people groan. They seek bread. They give away their valuables for food to keep them alive. Pay heed, O God, look closely, for I have become a mockery. May it never befall you, all passers-by. Look closely and pay heed. If there is any pain like my pain that befell me, that God has inflicted on me on the day of his burning anger. He sent fire from above into my bones and crushed them. He spread nets for my feet, turned me away, made me desolate, distraught all through the day. The burden of my sins is scored by his hand. They were braided. They rose up on my neck. He has drained away my strength. The Lord delivered me into the hands of those that I cannot withstand. The Lord has pummeled all my mightiest in my midst. He called down legions upon me to shatter my young men. The Lord trampled like in a winepress the maiden daughters of Judah. Over these I weep, my eyes, my eyes dissolve to water. For so far from me is anyone to console me, anyone that can revive me. My children have been desolated, for the enemies have triumphed. Zion wrings her hands, but there is no one to console her. God has commanded that Jacob be surrounded by oppressors. Jerusalem became an outcast among them. God is the righteous one, for I have defied his commands. Hear, all peoples, I beg you, and take heed of my pain. My maidens and young men have gone off into captivity. I called to my friends, they deceived me. My priests and elders expired in the city when they sought food for themselves, that their lives might be saved. Take heed, O God, for I am distressed. My innards are shriveled. My heart shudders within me, for I have been so defiant. The sword laid waste in the streets. Indoors there was fear of death. They have heard that I am groaning. There is no one to console me. All my enemies have heard of my troubles. They rejoice, for this you have done. Bring them days like you called down on me, that they should become like me. Let all their evil come before you. Do unto them as you have done unto me. For all my sins, for my groans are many, and my heart is despondent.